Hey everyone, this is Victor from Trustring, coming to you from Dubrovnik, Croatia for MicroConf today. And I wanted to talk about something that a lot of people have asked me in the past weeks, surprisingly many for a very short period of time, so I think this is relevant, which is if I run a SaaS company and I'm trying to get out of the leadership role in leading the dev team day to day to day to day, you know, I don't have enough time to focus on the other areas of growth. I'm hiring more engineers now in management, product management or project management, whatever it might be, is taking up more and more of my time. Who should I hire to start taking over the ownership and the management of the development team? And the answer isn't that straightforward. Some people are gonna say, well, that's my CTO, but oftentimes the CTO lacks the social skills or the time, or sometimes both, to actually manage sprints, right? They're still a vital part of the dev team and the key decision maker in how we do things, but usually not the decision maker in what we're gonna do, in what order. Jen, are you in time? Jeff, what are you working on today? And also oftentimes not the person who is so good at prioritizing features, right? So who is it? Well, I've heard the CTPO, I've heard the project manager, the product manager, everybody is a potential candidate for that role. But the reality is it depends on the setup of your current team. The thing is, you need to look at it from a skill perspective level. What are the skills that are required to run a dev team apart from the developers, the QAs, probably the designer? And that is, and when you have a small team, someone's doing all of these things, they're just not dedicated people, right? And that is the scrum master who manages a sprint, the business analyst who writes documentation, the project manager, potentially, if the scrum master isn't managing that, right? Then that's the project manager. You have the product manager who's more working on the roadmap and the customer discovery and the high level product decisions, right? So you have all of these people, then you have a lot of stakeholder conversations, who's doing that. And now you probably want to look at your own team and who does what, right? And then you can try to understand who can take over more of these responsibilities and move or nudge towards a product manager role. Product managers, you know, since this is a fairly new trade, they often come from other fields. And so there are those who come from the UI UX design field, right? And so they're very good already at, especially if they're good UX people, not just good UI people, they're good at understanding how the customer journey works, understanding the goals of the customer persona, the petition, the positioning. Yeah, that all these are things that UI UX designers are doing inherently, right? And so the thing that they need to learn a bit maybe is prioritization frameworks, is, you know, formal customer interviews, is building and managing and maintaining a roadmap, talking to more stakeholders than they're used to, right? So these are the things that they need to upskill in order to become more of a product manager, but inherently UI UX designers are great at that. What they're still lacking and what is gonna be the hardest part to get a UI UX designer that's moving into product manager to do is becoming more of a scrum master slash project manager. They're not great at that. They don't like doing that. It's not something that most are going to be too good at. And that's where you're getting into the triangle, really, of who's that person that I need to hire? The three different corners of the triangle, right? That would be the high-level product manager, the UI UX designer, and more of a business analyst slash scrum master person. So depending on what you already have in your team versus what you're lacking, this is what you should take a look at. You can pick two of these sides usually. You can get a good UI UX designer that can become or is a good product manager. You can hire a good business analyst slash scrum master who wants to also become a good product manager and learn something. And usually good product managers have some sort of background in either of those. But getting the scrum mastery and the UI UX design together, that's a tougher one. So most of the time you need to pick, most people come from one field. Some product managers come from the development field, and then they're lacking in a lot of these skills. They might be good technically, but they need to upskill in most other things. So now that you have that out of the way, if you understand that, hey, the high level roadmap and the prioritization and the product decisions, I also want to give that away because that's usually the easiest way to save, say, zero in annual is to say, well, I'll just keep maintaining the roadmap, because that is the most expensive decision that you're making, and these are the most qualified people that you need to hire to make those decisions for you. So if you say, well, I'll do that myself still, and my UI UX designer can help a bit, maybe write a bit more documentation, well, then I just need somebody to run the scrum sprints for me. And so that becomes a much easier position to hire, because in terms of high-level product managers, the issue is that the best ones, really, they're in the US. There's obviously really great product managers outside of the US, but there's just much, much fewer of them. It's not a commodity hire as a great, developer, for example. So you can find a lot of great developers outside of the US, but for product managers that are really good at a very high level, very difficult. And so there are a lot of people who call themselves product managers and also sort of do that job, but they're lacking that startup scale-up experience, been there than that. Not so much of that. It's getting better, of course, by the day, but still very tough. For those slightly lower level roles, business analysts, scrum masters, people who want to take over more responsibility as a product manager with a bit of coaching, those are very good to find. Those are great. They're very willing to work, and you can always upskill them. And so we've been doing that for quite a while here at TrustRing. A lot of our clients hire more of a business analyst slash project manager or a UI UX designer or someone like that, and get fractional CPO coaching to then become a better product manager. And over time, especially with your industry knowledge, take on more of these decisions from you. So that's really a great hack on how you can start giving away responsibility without breaking the bank, and how you can understand you're navigating those different skill sets that you may or may not have in-house already, and understand what's lacking that you need to add to your team to really become productive. All right, if you have any questions, let us know in the comments, or feel free to book a call, or if you're interested in doing a bit of an analysis like that to understand what's the best position for you to hire to support the growth of your SaaS company, then by all means, book a call with me. You can find the link in the description. At TrustRing, what we do is we help SaaS companies build and run productive development teams by doing two things. Number one, we recruit. We're a recruiting company. We headhunt the best developers, designers, product managers, business analysts, QAs, all of those for you worldwide, including the US, including Eastern Europe, Latin America, all the other regions. And number two, we provide fractional CTOs and CPOs to either coach a business analyst into becoming a product manager, help you set up those processes, help development teams keep them accountable, and things like that. So again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Looking forward. And if you like those videos, well, absolutely feel free to subscribe, hit the bell, and yeah, thank you so much for watching.